North Korea nabs another U.S. tourist. The gospel makes inroads in the Middle East. And lemonade stands, eggs, and vacation Bible school have something in common. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A third U.S. citizen is being detained in North Korea. 56-year-old Jeffrey Fowle is reportedly being kept in the country because officials found a Bible in his hotel room. He joins a 24-year-old American and Korean-American missionary, Kenneth Bay. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
While we obviously are monitoring the situation for these Americans, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to persecution in North Korea.
Some 30,000 North Korean believers are wasting away in labor camps, or they're enduring unimaginable torture in political prisons.
The risks of being a Christian are incredible, and yet there are people there who are following Jesus. They are boldly standing for Christ in spite of what their government says. The Letter of Confession campaign is one small way that we can stand with them.
I know you're probably going to want to take action. Go to missionnetworknews.org to find out how. Next, Asian Access is working with a tribal group in an Asian country so volatile that both the United Nations and Doctors Without Borders have recently withdrawn. A2's Noel Bacchetti.
This leader, as he was going through our training, got a burden for this group and took it upon himself to begin visiting this region and trying to get to know people.
This aggressive tribe is shunned by nearly everybody.
There's a refugee situation now where people are being expelled. There's ethnic cleansing going on. He's just going counter to all that, and basically in Jesus' name, he's just loving on these people.
500 came to Christ. His strategy for outreach is simple. Pure love, pure gospel.
The denomination he's a part of has been so impressed with what he's doing is they've essentially set aside their strategic plans and said, hey, we need to be figuring out how to commit ourselves to committing to communities, going in, getting to know people over time, and just seeing what God will do with that.
Pray, give, or go. Need more? Go to our website. This is Mission Network News. When God gives us convictions, he also gives us the strength to stand by him when they're questioned. And that's what members of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship are discovering across the U.S. as more Christian-associated clubs are derecognized by colleges and universities. Even as schools change their views on discrimination, the clubs are refusing to change their beliefs. Pray this adversity will strengthen the faith and boldness of individual believers. Elsewhere, millions are blessed with satellite access to the gospel. Faith Comes by Hearing partnered with Sat7 last year to broadcast the Bible to Arabic-speaking countries and is adding more languages. Troy Carl of FCBH.
First and foremost, we are simply broadcasting the dramatized audio New Testament 24 hours a day. No commentary, no proselytizing, no particular doctrine being taught. It's just the Word of God.
In a place where much of the population remains illiterate and internet access is rare, this tool is especially helpful. And Carl says it has tremendous potential.
We estimate just the two satellites that we are now broadcasting on in Arabic, Farsi, Dari, Azerbaijani, and Turkish, just those alone reach approximately 160 million households.
And it's summertime, the season for vacation Bible schools, backyard Bible clubs, lemonade stands, and egg sales. Really? Reach Global is connecting all of the above with Hope Stand. It's a special add-on that you can use as a supplement to your VBS program. It helps Global Fingerprints sponsored kids with funds to start their own small businesses. At the heart of it, it's teaching kids how to be Christ to other kids. You'll find the link to a special resource kit at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.